Our second reading this morning comes to us from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 through 13. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. As Presbyterians, we don't usually talk much about the Holy Spirit. We aren't called the frozen chosen for nothing, and we would prefer that our worship services be carefully ordered. But did you know that there are churches who not only don't hand out paper bulletins, but don't plan their music ahead of time? There's a church near where I lived in New Jersey where the pastor will just call out a hymn title as the Spirit leads him, and his music director will just start playing. Needless to say, it's a very musically literate church. There are churches where pastors preach without manuscripts, or without hours of careful research and writing. I've tried it twice off manuscript, but I don't think I did it very well. There are styles of congregational prayer where everybody prays out loud together the different prayers that are on their hearts, everybody all at once. But it would be nice to have plans for things. We could feel more prepared. But weirdly enough, our lives never do go according to plan. There are a lot of factors that aren't under our control. It isn't fair, but it's true. It's a lot easier to be successful if you were raised in the nice neighborhood, if you went to schools that were able to afford the necessary resources, if you developed the upper crust accent, if you met the kind of people who have connections. It isn't fair, but it's true. It's a lot harder to be given the same kind of respect or be considered to be as valuable to society if you don't speak the dominant language, or if your skin is too dark, or even if you're dressed differently. It isn't fair, but it's true. We all know that throughout history and continuing today, the world has not been just or kind. And people have been and still are treated horribly because they are people of color, or because they are women, or because they follow a certain religion, or because they aren't straight, or because of any other reason. Even if things used to be worse and things are better now than they were in previous generations, discrimination and oppression and denied opportunities are still very real problems that still need to be addressed. If you watch a candle burning, or any other kind of flame, you'll see movement. Fire doesn't hold still. Even without the presence of wind, fire dances. And the Holy Spirit is compared to fire, because the Holy Spirit is constantly moving and changing too. The Holy Spirit doesn't look the same to all people, and doesn't offer the same gifts to all people, and doesn't push all people in the same direction. There are many gifts, even though they come from one Spirit. In the Acts story that we heard earlier, the Holy Spirit does not descend and suddenly everyone is speaking the same language, even though maybe it would be easier if there was a single universal language. She brought them different languages so that they could reach as many people as possible, because the gospel does not belong to any one language or church or tradition or culture any more than it belongs to another. The Holy Spirit led the apostles to different parts of the world so that the word of God would spread out into the world. She did not lead them all to the same place. Later, when Paul wrote letters to church communities like the one in Corinth, he did not send every church the same letter or address the same issues. There are different needs in different places, different times, different groups of people. And that is why the Holy Spirit is compared to fire, because the Holy Spirit moves as she is needed. It was one thing to follow the Holy Spirit's call to end slavery, which was a good and important thing that I think we can all agree needed to be done. But it was a different thing to follow the Holy Spirit's call to end segregation and Jim Crow laws. The Holy Spirit offered different gifts to the different people working towards these different causes. There are many gifts. If we all had the same gifts, or all thought alike, or all wanted the same things, we wouldn't be able to challenge each other, or help each other, or learn new things, or evolve. There is a lot of diversity in this world, and there is a lot of diversity in the Holy Spirit. There are many gifts, and many abilities, and many passions, and many calls. They all come from the Spirit, and there is no ranking among them. There isn't one spiritual gift that is the best, because the world needs each person and each gift to work together. But there also isn't any best culture or belief system or country or ideology or political party or learning style or worship style or religion or sexuality or career or degree or lifestyle or anything else. I am very partial to the Presbyterian Church USA. I've dedicated the past decade of my life to the Presbyterian Church USA. But I would never say that it is the best church, even though it's the church that I love the most. Because all institutions, all organizations, all systems, all people are deeply and fundamentally flawed and broken and imperfect. We all put people into neatly labeled boxes and treat them accordingly. We are all biased, and we all take things for granted, and we are all wrong about something, and we have all looked away from things that we should have stood up for. And yet, to each and every imperfect human, in each and every time and place, the Holy Spirit has a different gift to offer. The miracle of Pentecost wasn't so much in the tongues of fire that danced over the heads of the apostles and brought awe upon every soul. The miracle of Pentecost was that perfectly ordinary men and women were transformed into the body of Christ. The miracle of Pentecost was that they in turn were able to offer that transformation to people whom they wouldn't otherwise have been able to communicate with. The miracle comes when we are able to transcend the comfort of familiarity and order. The miracle comes when we can see past the way we've always done things and the way things should be done. The miracle comes when we listen to each other and when we speak in ways that make people want to listen.